So here's the eight. Port Adelaide are a game clear. Brisbane are on 20 points with 5 wins. And then there's Collingwood and Richmond with the 4.5. The Cats with 4. Gold Coast with 4. West Coast with 4. Bulldogs with 4. The Bombers, poor on the weekend. They were the most disappointing side on the weekend. Out of the eight on percentage with 4 wins. And then the Saints have got another game. The Saints have got a game tonight. The Bombers obviously have got a game up their sleeve along with the Demons. And then you've got the Blues, who that game could cost them finals. And the Demons and the Giants and Hawthorn all on 12. And you can forget the rest.
So you go, Louis.
On the Saints, they've already lost to the Dockers, 15th on the ladder, and North, 17th on the ladder. So
Both of who they were leading by six goals plus.
They lose tonight and it's all over for
But they beat Richmond, who are fourth on the ladder.
Yeah.
Lloydie, would you have the top five right now as locks for playing finals footy? Port, Brisbane, Collingwood, Richmond, Geelong.
Definitely the top four. And Geelong, I'm not 100% sold on just yet.
Okay. Mm. Jared?
Yeah, I'd have them as locks.
The five?
The five.
Okay.
And then it's a dead set raffle at this stage.
Yep.
Just getting back to Essendon, Lloydie. I know people are making excuses for them because they had a few players out. And I got to accept that, except for what I saw. And I saw a side that just was flat. Mm. And this is the element that you have to bring every week, and that is that just absolute spirit. Mm. We're going to be talking to Tony Shaw very shortly. You know, that energy that enables you to be super competitive, and they didn't have it. Every side's had a couple of flat ones. Hawthorn's had 3 in a row now, really flat, and yet 4 weeks ago I saw them so full of energy. It seems to me there's got to be more to the Hawthorn scenario than just a list that's 4 weeks older than when they belted Richmond. But like your thoughts on the energy of the Bombers.
Yeah, and I had a player say to me how flat they thought they were against Carlton. So that's 2 weeks in the last 3 or 4 where they've been off. And just on that, I think they reached a tipping point, and that's not giving them excuse, the Bombers, because I think Scheel was out off the back of Heppel, Stringer's out off the back of Danaher. But that's what I love about Richmond. Egmalesi Smith comes in and plays Basha Hooley's role.
Mm.
Chole has come in and probably said, I'll take Nan Curvis's role. Shai Bolton's playing the best footy he's played. And he's no Trent Cotchin, but he's playing more midfield. Whereas for the Bombers, I just thought the tipping point came where they lose some players and the bottom falls out of them. The GWS Giants, we heard Brett Dilidio, whether you want to believe him or not, said
fascinating comments.
We play more as they play more as individuals rather than a collective. Whereas Richmond, just you'd see like they, apart from those few flat weeks they had, the system remains the same, whereas Toby Green doesn't play for the Giants, and I feel they are a 4-goal lesser side without him.